Wish to greet each one here this evening in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's been a blessing to be here. I have enjoyed this day, this meeting. We have been fed a rich diet. Trust you're able to hold more. For me, it begins to run off after a bit, it seems like. But we're thankful to be here this evening. I invite you to open your Bibles to Psalm 48. I'm going to read the first three verses and then look at a few scriptures in the New Testament and then come back to this psalm. Psalm 48, verse 1, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge." I want to think a little bit about that word palaces. God is known in our palaces. According to Strong's, that word has the meaning of a fortress, an elevated place, a strong place, a fortress. And as we consider our lives as believers, there are a number of fortresses that come to mind. The home, the church, and the school. And today we're here especially because of the school. God is known in her palaces, and God needs to be known. God must be known in our schools if our work will succeed. I thought of two statements that Jesus made in Matthew 22. And verse 29, I know I am taking this out of context, but Jesus said here, "Jesus answered and said unto them, You do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God." I know I'm taking it out of context to apply it to school, but I believe it can apply. Jesus said, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures." And the message to me is ignorance. Ignorance of the scripture or ignorance of other, even the of life itself and of how to move through life. Ignorance brings error. And I believe that is the goal of our schools, is to avoid that, to not have ignorance. You do err not knowing the scripture. Ignorance leads to error. And then in Matthew 11, verse 29, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." Take my yoke upon you. Now that yoke is something that is a commitment in our life. You know, to be yoked to something is not, it's a commitment. It is work. It is rigor. The yoke and learning go together. Jesus said, "Take my yoke and learn of me." I realize this is, again, in the context of faith and surrender to Christ, but I believe it's also true in our schools and in our churches. Take my yoke upon me, upon you, and learn of me. Doing so brings rest. You shall find rest unto your souls. Now, it seems to me Jesus placed a high value on learning and on doing. Not only learning, but doing. Now, for this to happen in our schools, we need to be planning ahead. We need to be thinking ahead. And meetings like this help us in that. But again, meetings like this are not an end in itself. You know, learning is not an end in itself. It must be yoked with Christ. Two together, one purpose, fulfilling his will. And back again to Psalm 48. God is known in our palaces for a refuge. God is known in her fortress, in the school, for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled, they were troubled, and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. The world noticed the city. The world noticed the fortress. And today we heard some about the situation and the conditions in the world around us. And they will notice, and they do notice, people that fear God. Let us uphold that. Let us continue in that. Verse 7, thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind, as we have seen, as we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. And there's a promise for us as we go from here, as we go back to our work in our churches, in our schools. God will establish it forever. God will establish his city. His doctrines are sure. He will establish it. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. I'd like to draw our attention to verses 12 and 13. Walk about Zion, go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Again, that fortress, that palace. Observe what is needed, what can be improved. Verse 13, mark well her bulwarks. Again, Strong's gives the meaning, all right? I believe we can read into it the meaning of that bulwark as an entrenchment, from a root word meaning a force, whether of men, means, or other resources. A bulwark, a force. And in our case today, that force is our children, the patrons of our schools. They are a force, they are a bulwark. Mark ye well. And that word mark carries the meaning of to place or to appoint. Place well the force. Consider that you may tell it to the generation following, that the faith can continue. Yes, I realize we do not transmit faith by to the next generation automatically. They need to pick it up. They need to choose. But what we do and how we teach is very important. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Verse 14, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. I would like to leave that promise with us as we go from here. God will guide. He will honor those who serve him, who surrender their will to him. He will guide. He will not fail. He is our God forever and ever. Though the foundations around us may be destroyed, though some may forget history, God will be God. He will be our guide even unto death. At this time, let us kneel in prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you this evening hour. We thank you, Lord, for this privilege of being gathered in your house again this evening. Thank you, Father, for your word, the promises in it, the instruction that we receive. And Father, we realize we have been richly blessed today. We have been taught truth. And Lord, help us to, as we go from here, to make it personal, to live it out. Father, to take your yoke, be yoked with Christ, and to learn of him, to follow you. Lord, we pray for our schools, each one that is represented, that it would be a place where the rising generation can be taught truth and where they would find it easy to embrace truth. We pray, Lord, for the service further this evening, for the brother as he speaks. Would you bless him? Would you help each one of us to take in your word? We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.